the name of Jesus. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. As so many congregations are doing these days, we too sing a song at our church entitled, I Speak Jesus. It is a beautiful, beautiful song about the power, healing, and peace found in his name. Far too many speak his name mindlessly when ending a prayer, or worse, as a curse. Our culture is filled with mentioning his name as blasphemy only. Books and television, the internet and sidewalks are filled with the sin of taking his name in vain. We treat our Savior and his name without ever fully realizing the power that true believers are given in the name of Christ. It brings me to the realization that it is time for me to share a day in my life when I saw the power of his name. As was our custom for more than 6 years, a friend and I went weekly to an 8-acre park in a city nearby where many homeless gathered. Other needy individuals living in nearby housing projects also congregated there for the food that was distributed by various area churches. I didn't have the resources to give out meals as these churches did, but weekly my friend and I shared Jesus. We printed off and handed out Bible verses and offered to pray with the people whom we had come to know by name over those years, as well as those who were more transient and just drifted through. The very center area of the park held many individuals with alcohol and drug addictions. Overall, it was a powder keg. That particularly hot summer day seemed to hold more than the usual number of people with frayed nerves. Over the crowd and far across the park was a very loud voice, and then another, raised in shouting and what appeared to be a fight. Other voices immediately joined the ruckus, which grew by the second. My friend and I looked at each other. This was far more violent than the usual skirmishes in the past and was growing alarmingly. Then a very elderly woman's voice simply screamed one word over all the other numerous raised voices. Jesus! Her voice carried over the acres and the crowd as she continued to speak his name, somewhat more quietly now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Be here with us. Please, Jesus. Let your peace fill this place. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We need your help, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. She never stopped her cry for help, nor did she stop calling out on his name. Then, right then, the other voices stopped. Fists stopped flying. The fighting stopped. The crowd moved away. Silence filled the park. The presence of Jesus remained. One elderly woman put into practice calling on her Lord, and he answered. Our need was met. Maybe like my friend and I, the others there look back on that long ago day and remember that loud cry for Jesus and the prayer of help that followed. Perhaps others remember the faith that shone through one bent, white-haired, elderly woman that day amidst the disarray and violence of the crowd. Maybe they remember that at the name of Jesus, the fighting ended and the crowd dispersed. Do you and I speak Jesus in the midst of life's situations? Is his the first name that you think and the first you call upon in your fear? Do you first think to shout out your praise and gratitude and joy to his name? Is his name the name that you take out into your world to share with your friends and neighbors and strangers? Do you tell others that his is the name above all names and the answer to all of our questions and problems? Do you talk to him throughout your day, every day, in the joy and sorrow, fear and celebration of life? I want to speak Jesus, and I hope you do as well. May his glorious name be exalted forever.